Solace, better insights for better outcomes. This session was recorded live at our Advances in Population Health Management workshop in London, November 2018.
Great pleasure to invite Dr. Michael Bosch, our second clinician of the day, to the stage. Michael is a GP in East Surrey, and he is a director on the board of the Alliance for Better Care GP Federation, and you were at the centre of this fantastic new care model initiative called the Primary Care Home, which Steve has spoken about so eloquently this morning. So, Michael, welcome. We look forward to hearing your story.
Thank you. I studied medicine because I was quite interested in science and really rubbish at maths. So this is a bit like being a butcher's apprentice at the annual vegan fair talking about recipes. It feels weird. But it's thanks to Sarah, who's worked with us, and Nigel as well, but particularly Sarah, who's the kind of translator for anything. I can't read a spreadsheet to save my life. So that's just a bit of a preamble, because most of these slides are not all that visible.
What
I want to do is really just give you a bit of a sketch about, yes, general practice, because that's what I know quite a bit about, and how it ties in with our population health analysis. I'm a GP in Smallfield, that's a village you fly over when you get into Gatwick, and it's part of Surrey, or East Surrey to be precise, and as a GP federation, we now have a total of 10 practice networks. That's 30 to 50,000 fabled groups of practices, some of them primary care homes, not all of them, and all at very different stages. So if you... this is one of the many models, the latest one. It will they come in all sorts of, when you Google them, in all sorts of different texts, but it's essentially the same thing. There's a person, there's a practice, there's a primary care network, then there is an at-scale primary care provider. I guess that could be a federation, doesn't have to be, and then we've got an integrated care system where that fits in. So if you put the next one up... this just is because Simon Stevens loves population health management. I think we've now got a minister who's very keen. It clearly is the future. But if you go to the next slide, there is a degree of... yes, and you can click again. There comes a picture. There's a degree of... I don't know, I feel uncomfortable. I shared that with Jeremy a little bit about the... analytics. I think what general practice, so I try to in 4 points sort of focus what our population health management is, because frankly, general practice, good old fashioned, list based, I'm your doctor kind of thing, is population health management. I mean, people like Julian Tudor Hart, if anyone has heard of him, passed away recently, but a great GP with a lot of vision, they understood that very much. But there are things that we know about our population. We can take a long view because they're not discharged. They're there for a long time. We want to track them. And we do put the patient at the centre because ultimately it is a very intimate or an individual encounter. It is hard for some of my colleagues to think beyond health. It's hard for some of my colleagues to think beyond of how do I get through the next day at the moment. But... I think general practice is of all the medical specialities, maybe geriatricians aside, I hope they're no specialists here, but we're about the only sane doctors in the asylum left. So that's general practice. Now we need, as everyone else and as people have eloquently said, we need sort of case finding, and we need increasingly validation. If you go to the next slide, it will be a bit random in a way, and you can skip over that one. What we need increasingly is that sort of, yes, targeting the right people, where do we put precious resources, but actually as a, and it's not a positive most of the times, we also need to feed the beast with data it works, a bit like your well-being advisors, because the currency, the four-hour wait for general practice is preventing non-elective admissions. Nothing in this world ticks without me being able to show that someone hasn't showed up in the hospital. Now, as tenuous as that might be, because even Sarah can't, hasn't got the crystal ball yet. I believe Solace is working on it. But it's very hard to prove. But if you don't prove anything, you don't get anything. So that's what we need it for. So here are just two of the projects that we have done in the primary care home that I'm the clinical lead for, my practice is in. It's, 46,000 registered patients, four practices, one 20,000 patients, and the smallest 4,500. So very different mix, two towns. In that case, it was just a bit of an accident of history. And it's Hawley and Reigate, if anyone knows the locality. So in East Surrey. So what we've done is with one of the consultant community geriatricians is to try and identify a number of patients that we then reviewed in practice networks. And basically the one bit I really like there is if you got care for more than three specialties in the hospital over the last 12 months, you do need help. You do need help, particularly if you're getting on a bit, if you have, well, obviously by definition you have more than one chronic condition, you could be in severe trouble. So we targeted those people. And actually this came from the geriatricians who said, we now figured out, and I think this is more intuition than science, but based on the multimorbidity that really there are, this is an indicator. And then we worked and did a few sort of other iterations, polypharmacy, the frailty index, hospital admissions counted, and got to, and that's on the next slide, to a small but interesting group of patients that we then finally managed to discuss 20. The community matron kind of filtered them out a bit because there were patients in there that, yeah, okay, we've got a handle on this. This is a problem, but we've got a handle. 20 patients were discussed, 15 meds were stopped, and a number of other interventions done. This was Caroline Slide, who is one of our community matrons who works with the network. But this small but quite beautiful pilot worked, and for me as a GP and a federation director, the bits that always are the best bits is when you, or when we've done those, is that we do get clinicians interested, because we had proactive care some years ago, we had the pyramid of risk, we've been there, got the t-shirt, and as practices, we always found out, God, a solids list again, and then you go through the solids list, and oh, not him, not him, have to choose 2%, then the CCG has said you have to churn, I don't know, 15% every quarter, and he can go off the list, and no, right, oh, his wife won't take nicely. It was a bit of a mess, and it was a bit of, yeah, it felt like it comes from top down, like so many things. Whereas those things, smaller groups of patients, really targeted much more intelligently, I think everyone who was part of this pilot felt like, hey, this really made a difference. The trouble is, I can't yet go back to the CCT and say, you've just saved £78,635 because, yeah, Sarah said so. So she'll do the analysis. Now, this is the final slide. The final slide is our current project, the next steps in the same network. And what we want to do, and in fact, is I'm waiting next week, is hopefully the time when the winter precious money gets given out. It's a bit like sort of Christmas bonuses. This year, for those who are interested, it comes through social care, which is only fair and very interesting, because we then got together with the social care colleagues, and through our networks we do work with them, and said, let's put a bid in. Now this bid, and you won't be able to see this, is basically a kind of case finding, as you would, and then an MDT intervention. So yeah, so far so boring. But the new bit here is that we do the case finding, Solis is here, so Solis is there, and hopefully with Sarah's help, this is always work in progress. So what I kind of quite like, and you'd almost need someone, no offense, but real, not just a machine or an algorithm, you need someone who can say, oh yeah, did you notice if you have lots of dressing appointments, you flag very high on your list, but we're not that interested in those patients. So Solis is there, but we also have what's called the Health Champions. This is an initiative from Leeds originally, and they now work in our practices. Well, they work, I say. These are volunteers organized around practices. So it's all part of the primary care home concept as well, to make use of the community and some of the things you said. And so what we intend to ask them to do is do an initiative similar to the NHS winter initiatives. Look in on your neighbours, see whether they're warm enough, are they okay? And That will then link together with receptionists that we now trained as care navigators. Again, that's a national initiative. That sort of gives us the soft intelligence to complement some of the data crunching and the, are these patients really in need? And then once that is done via care coordinator, because that's the kind of common link, the care coordinator then farms it out to an MDT. And I don't know whether that's the best expression, but it is literally a kind of send a task to this. Can the matron see this one? I think the falls team have seen her last month. Could they look in again? So that's the concept. And with a bit of luck and fingers and toes crossed, we can get started in December, because these things happen sort of in lightning speed. And then December to March, we can use that as our next iteration.
Thank you, Michael.
For more information and insights, visit our website, solace.co.uk.